Welcome to the Jason's Voices Podcast. On this episode...
Sir, those heads need to be in... You can't take those on a plane, sir.
Either drink those heads here or throw them out.
There's like a garbage can next to the line. It's just full of heads.
And now, your host, Jason Stevens.
Hey, welcome to the Jason's Voices Podcast, Episode 1. Thank you very much for checking it out. I am Jason Stevens, your host, and I'm joined by three amazing guests. Our first guest, you know him as co-creator of the Chad Vader Internet series, creator of Beer and Board Games, and, well, frankly, Aaron Yanda has had a hand in creating or co-creating every internet video you have ever seen. And I work with Aaron on the Christopher Walken Through Video series, which you can see on the Game Society Pimps channel. Hello, Aaron.
Hello. How's it going?
It's going well. Thank you. Anything else that
I'm
missing?
No, that's all I've done is worked on every internet video.
What about the cat one with the keyboard? Did you do that?
Well, I did a parody of it.
Yeah, close enough. Our next guest is the 2010 Madison's Funniest Comic Stand-Up Comic winner. Any chance you're going to defend that title anytime soon?
I always defend it.
All right. Sean Moore is here on the Jason's Voices podcast. Are you still funny?
No. In fact, the fiscal year 2010.
That was it.
When I filed my 2010 taxes.
The IRS
give up. Yeah.
Needed to know that you were funniest comic.
Yeah.
What's the rate on that?
It's like 31.5%.
Wow. They stick you.
Gouge me.
Can you write off when you make people laugh as like...
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes. You know, every time I make somebody laugh, it's like, you know, a donation.
Yeah.
You know, into the penny jar.
Sure.
Great. Well, talking about not making people laugh. Thank you, Sean. Our third guest.
Fantastic.
On the Jason's Voices podcast, you know him as HP1703 on the Games Only podcast.
Hello.
It's John Stino. Hello, John.
Hello, Jason.
Why the code name? What's up with that?
It's a longer story than your listeners care to listen to, but I was under the misinformed impression that everyone on the internet had like numbers and letters as their name.
Great.
Yeah. I wanted to change it a while ago, but people started knowing who I was, and at that point you can't.
Yeah, once
it's
they
like
know
Prince.
You. Yeah, you can't change your name to a
Cher.
Cher never changed her name.
Why would she? Because everybody knows
exactly.
Her. Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
All right. So this is the Jason's Voices podcast. You might know me from the internet series Christopher Walken Through. Maybe you've seen some of the other stuff I've done with Blame Society Films and Game Society Pimps. But the show isn't just about me doing impressions. The show is a format for me and my friends to get together, guests to collaborate and talk about stuff that we're doing, stuff that we've seen, news items, that sort of thing. We are drinking beer on tonight's show, but it's not a prerequisite by any means. So if you hear a bottle clang around, that's what that's all about.
If you don't approve of beer drinking, you might want to tune out.
Yeah.
Thanks, Aaron.
Yeah.
This just happened. 18 severed human heads were found by customs officials at Chicago's O'Hare Airport on Monday. They said that the 18 severed heads were sent to Italy and then returned to Chicago, and they were just checking to make sure that all the paperwork was in order. Apparently, the paperwork was in order. The heads are fine. They're going to be sent to wherever they were going, and they don't suspect foul play.
I want to know what happened to the other two. There was 20. some dude in Cincinnati is going home with his carry-on.
How do you get to that point in Chicago with 18 heads on a plane without anyone knowing that they're there? How does it get all the way to Chicago and then like, oh, hey, there are a bunch of the heads here. Maybe we should have looked.
Well, they had the heads in a box marked human remains or something like that.
So you're telling me...
If the heads are each 3 ounces or less.
They were in the clear plastic bag, squeeze bottle.
Was there an upset woman at the airport? Sir, those heads need to be in. You can't take those on a plane, sir.
Either drink those heads here or throw them out.
There's like a garbage can next to the line. It's just full of heads. Everyone.
Giuseppe, I'm so mad. I can't take the human heads on.
Oh, Papa.
I told you, you go America, you get a head.
Yay.
First bad pun.
Okay, Aaron, headline and punchline.
Yeah. Okay, give me the headline.
18 severed human heads were found in a box at a Chicago airport.
But no one noticed the 4 severed penises in the mouths of the heads.
All right, moving right along.
Seriously, though, like, I bet, so if it happens with heads, it probably happens with other body parts.
Sure. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Like, I don't recall seeing anything like this in the news at all over the last few years. So it took 18 severed heads to make the news. Like, 12 severed heads in a leg.
What was the tipping point? Yeah.
Yeah, 18. 18 is the tipping point. Do you pay customs fees on those?
If you're like, gonna like when you, sell them,
you can bring like one free one in. Yeah. And then you have to pay tax.
If you're
on
if you're taking them to a convention 17. And you're gonna try to, like, you know, sell them. To people, then you have to pay a tax.
Okay, but if you could prove that they were gifted to you, it's a one-time donation from a relative.
Yeah. If they have gold in their teeth, that's extra, man. You can't transport gold across.
No. I saw one of those shows. Locked Up Abroad, where there were 4 American tourists who happened to be in, I don't know, like Nepal. And some guy comes up to him, like, on the street, like, hey, you want Americans, huh?
You
want to, like,
get arrested?
Yeah. Pretty much it.
We are on vacation.
He's like, hey, would you guys like to carry some gold across the border for us? And they're like, wow, gold, not cocaine or heroin. No, gold. It's fine. It's legal to have gold. And they're like, okay. So they loaded up these vests with gold bricks. And they put these vests on. They were enormous and heavy. And then when they got through customs, like, one of the customs officials guys, like, flags them down, like, you come over here. And it turns out that the 2 guys who got them to smuggle the gold through customs tipped off the customs guy to bust them, because in Nepal you get a quarter of the value of the gold if you inform on somebody who's transporting gold.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm in the wrong business.
Yeah.
I need to be in Nepal convincing people to smuggle shit.
I wonder, like, how does the Nepal government not understand that that happens? Like,
we're all really good citizens here. We really
that would be like, hey, guys, if you know somebody who's got a lot of pot and you call the cops on them, the cops give you some of the pot. Like, it's free for you. The new Quentin Tarantino film, Django Unchained, is out, has been out for a while. Quentin Tarantino picking up a Golden Globe the other night, and a lot of people have had some emotional reactions to Django Unchained. You guys have all seen it, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. You know what Quentin Tarantino does really well is he sets up characters, you know, in positions of, like, control and, like, power, and then he pits them against other characters who have control and power or whatever. Mm-hmm. At least he definitely did that in this movie, and there's just, like, all this tension throughout the first half of the movie, and then the last half of the movie is just all, like, release of tension after the bullets start flying. But I thought it was really well done.
It's a revenge fantasy, much like Inglourious Basterds, and in a real safe way, one can go after slavers the way one goes after Nazis, and, you know, everybody in the crowd's going to want those people dead.
Yeah, there's no way you'll feel any sympathy at all for them. And it was planned out that way.
Right.
You know, so for people who are like, oh, this is horrible, it's talking about slavery. Well, no, it's making them look horrible. You want to see them die.
Yeah, there's no gray area here as far as those characters are concerned. I love Christoph Walsh.
Oh, yeah, he was amazing.
And there's some gray area there to his character, which is nice. I think that's the trouble with the movie is, you know, is bounty hunting, even if it's for the law, the way he does it, is that okay?
Sure. Well, and then, you know, he eventually starts to want to act on what he feels is unjustified, like the slave getting massacred by the
D'Artagnan
dogs.
yeah.
Did you know that Jamie Foxx's character Django is actually the great-great-great-great-grandfather of the character he played in The Soloist? I'm kidding. The cellist who lives under a bridge.
Yeah, that's similar.
Wow. Yeah. It was the soloist Unchained.
You said great so many times that I kind of like lost.
Yeah, I saw the eyes roll. I was like,
what? What?
Trying to comprehend generations. Right. It just didn't work. Too violent for you, Sean?
No, in fact. There were parts of it where I was just like, okay, I'm sorry. I'm a northerner of northern blood, and I hope none of my ancestors had anything to do with all that nonsense. But even then, just being a white male, I felt terrible.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, stop. We're bad. I know. Ow.
Sean was so guilty after seeing this movie that he kept calling me, and he was like, I need you to hang me upside down and threaten to cut my balls off.
Yeah.
Just please, I need to do this.
Am I the only one who got on Google and like typed in Jamie Foxx naked penis Django, like to see if that was his real penis and balls? Am I the only one of us four who did that?
Yes, definitely.
I want to know, like, do you do that? Like, do you get a prosthetic? Like, well, really, what's the point of it?
It could have been a body double.
Right.
It could have been
a body double.
How do you? What do you put that on Craigslist? Like,
here's
looking
my...
for someone who can hang.
Looking for black cock.
It was the same body double from the naked chase scene from Sideways. He does multiple.
Oh, he just.
Wow.
Yeah. He's very versatile.
Yeah, he is.
He's very versatile.
Here's what I think. I think if he really does have a dick that big, then it was him. And if he doesn't, then it was a body double.
Didn't look that big to me.
All right. I haven't watched a Miss America pageant since since the internet. Because who needs that when you have the internet? Am I right?
Yeah.
Even when I was working on a 9600 kilobaud modem, and you had to wait an hour and a half for a picture to show up on your computer.
Like, we're working. Yeah.
And you would literally be like, I think I might want to masturbate in an hour. I'd better start loading
picture.
And that kids, that was before. Like, if you wanted a pot pie, you had to put it in the fucking oven. You couldn't microwave a pot pie. Because you couldn't. You just couldn't. It could not be done.
Yeah, the good old days.
Yeah,
45 minutes for a pot pie, 48 minutes for the picture of a naked woman's tit to show up on your computer screen. You had time to spank it quick and then enjoy the pot pie. That's how you learned how to defer your gratification. That's the
problem.
That's
true. That's why we have patience. Our generation is a patient generation.
Yes. Yeah. I think there's a lot that can be learned by
masturbating slowly.
And making pot pies.
Yes. Right. So Miss Iowa, her name is Mariah Carey. I'm not making that up. It is. That's her name.
Really?
It is.
Hey, Mariah Carey, come here. You're going to be beautiful someday. You're going to be the Miss America.
Thanks, Mama.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a magnificent name like Mariah Carey.
I'm so pretty.
Yeah, you are.
And then, and then you know who comes home? Dad, Harry.
What's going on in here? Are you getting ready for a pageant again?
Oh. Honey, you've been drinking beer at the Cubs game all day.
Yeah, me and Steve, we had a seventh inning stretch.
Oh.
Mariah, you look beautiful here.
Don't talk to our daughter when you're
have
drinking.
Have some peanuts.
That's scary.
I put them in my pocket. And
honey, don't grab those.
I want the peanuts so bad, though.
Go to your room.
Oh, okay.
Your dad is feeling ill.
Decade after decade passes, and little Mariah Carey becomes Miss Iowa. And that's not the end of her dreams, because Miss Mariah Carey, Miss Iowa, wants to be Miss America. And you don't become Miss America through a vast electoral process. You become Miss America by answering difficult to answer questions. And so this is the question. I want you to listen closely to our answer.
Marijuana is by far the most frequently used illegal drug in America. But now voters in two states have supported legalization for recreational use. Is this the right direction for our country?
I think that depends on the situation. I personally know people who have had to go to medical marijuana for their last resort for their health care, and I completely agree with that. However, I do not think it should be used for anything but recreational use in health care.
And the crowd's like, yay, I guess.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I don't think it should be used for anything but recreational use.
Right.
Okay, I understand. Yeah. And healthcare. Okay, what's left?
There's exterior side paneling for your house. You can use a thatched roof made out of weed.
Hemp oil, lantern.
Those things that you wear with the hoods that are made
hoodies.
Yeah, well, yeah, but they got like stripes on them, and like hippies wear them.
Jail hoodies.
Jail hoodies. Yeah.
Drugs.
So also, it's funny to note that she said she knows people who have had to go to marijuana as a last resort for their health care.
A last resort, yeah.
For their health care overall. Healthcare.
Not a specific ailment, but...
Yeah, like they were working in the garage one day on a radial arm saw and took a finger off. Oh, I can't go to the hospital. Not since I got caught stealing an oxycodone. So now I got to go out to the field.
Not making fun of people who don't have health insurance because it sucks. But yeah. Like, people just don't even want to buy health insurance or anything like that. And they're just like, you know what? I don't need health insurance. I got weed.
Well, it doesn't weed cost about the same as health coverage?
Yeah,
it's comparable depending on how much you smoke.
I mean, we don't know. In Wisconsin, we don't know how much it costs.
Sure. No.
No.
I love the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire music they played in the background.
Yeah.
I personally know people who have had to go to medical marijuana.
Can you imagine if they actually played that while they were answering questions? I would, if I was a Miss America candidate, when they were playing that music, I would just freak the fuck out.
Wait a minute.
Just panic immediately. I can't answer this question. Is Jaws coming?
50-50.
Didn't Regis Philbin used to host the Miss America pageant on TV? And if he did, then that must be a jab at old Reg. That they're playing that, who wants to be a Miss America? And then he's at home, he's in his underwear. Let's see what's on TV tonight. Can't sleep because I'm concerned about my health care. And I smoked a fat sack. And then he tunes in and then he hears that and he knows.
Either that or he's pulling all the strings. And that's why they're using that music.
That could be.
Regis, you need to pay me for that bag. Like, I come over here and I hang out with you, but you need to pay me.
Look, Regis, we've been pretty reasonable in the past.
We're starting to suspect you're not using this for recreation or healthcare anymore.
Look, Regis, here, take this gold. I want you to go overseas.
Oh, do I get to go to Nepal?
Yes.
Oh, excellent. It's legal to have gold there. This is going to work out just fine.
I'll come with you. We'll all go. But you got to put all that gold up your ass.
That's fine.
You go through customs first. No, we'll be right behind you.
I have to put the gold up my ass?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that's what the vest was for.
Oh, that's just for show. You
don't try to put the vest up your ass.
Oh, thank God. 200 pounds of gold and a vest. That's the breaking point. I can't do all of that.
Speaking of dope. Lance Armstrong was recently on the Oprah Winfrey program, and he revealed, as shocking as it was to all of us, that he used performance-enhancing drugs to win
bicycle races, in the sack.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I would assume the benefits of those
probably
drugs
worked
in the sack,
Cheryl
too.
Crow, I mean, ow! Or, caw-caw! I should say that to her. That's what she understands.
There's the comedy. I wondered where it was going to be.
Yep, I've been... We'll
just cut the beginning 40 minutes or so.
Yeah. That we can start rolling.
So they stripped him, the Tour de France or whatever, stripped him of his titles.
Seven
Tour de France wins. Here locally at one of the cancer treatment facilities, they had an autographed Lance Armstrong jersey on the wall. They took it down.
Oh, wow.
Because, you know, the guy's a fucking cheater. And you don't want people who are... Apparently, people who were going into chemo and radiation, they'd see that, and they would draw some inspiration from this. Like, wow, Lance Armstrong beat cancer, and then he won 7 Tour de France races. So I can do it, too. And they took the jersey down. What do they put up there now?
Well, they could still beat cancer. They just have to take drugs to win the Tour de France.
Yeah, I mean...
It's pretty...
Yeah, like,
pretty good formula.
If you beat cancer and then you take anabolic steroids, sky's the limit.
Yeah.
It really is.
I think, that's pretty inspirational.
Yeah. I think they should put Lance Armstrong on the wall there as inspiration.
He's not doing anything. But it's interesting because at the time in the sport, I think everybody was doping. So he was the best doper of all the dopes.
Is this your peer pressure excuse that you told your parents?
Yes.
Everybody was doing it. Whatever. They were smoking marijuana cigarettes, Mom That's and Dad.
Give me the last ding-dong, Mom. Give me the last ding-dong.
Honey, you're stoned up.
No.
Everyone's
stoned, Mom. You're stoned.
You're drunk on weed.
So, but, I mean, it's like, okay, so everybody's speeding in a speed, like, the speed limit's lower than everyone's going. And so this is the bad guy because he's the one who get, you know.
But he did it 7 times is what they're assuming, I think. Still, he gets on Oprah.
I'm just surprised because he denied it for so long and tried to, you know, shut all the people down that were saying it.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised that he would suddenly just make this about face and be like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I did it, whatever.
He didn't have anything to defend anymore because they took his titles.
Yeah, I guess that's it.
I think the people who are in second, third, and fourth place in those 7 Tour de France's should storm his house and be legally allowed to take all of his shit. Like, to take everything that he...
Well, those people don't, too.
Like, fill one wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
Each.
Like, so the year after Lance was done, I forget the guy who named it. It was another American one, and then they caught him, and then they were going to give it to the second place guy, but he was also caught. So it's like... What do we do with these titles? There's no one we can give them to.
Like the guy who was in 17th place. You know, he's,
thanks for showing up.
Hey, I'm from Lithuania. I'm so happy to be here.
Can you tell me about your bicycle, sir?
Yes, it's made from straw.
All right.
I didn't finish the race.
Oh, is this your...
This is my brother. We grew up in the same village.
We were both on the bike.
Oh, it's a tandem bicycle.
Yes.
Yes, there's one seat and one handlebar and 2 wheels, but we both have to power it.
Oh, wow.
But then the bike, it started on fire.
Oh, no.
I was smoking pipe.
And you didn't...
And straw, it goes up. You like, how do you say your fable from your American family tales?
The 3 little
water
pigs.
Buffaloes, yes. And the 3 little water buffaloes, they come and they have little... tents that they live in are made of different materials.
I'm sorry to interrupt your story. It's I love the way you tell it, but I have good news, gentlemen.
That we will be able to eat today? Oh, so hungry.
Hold on, don't get ahead of yourself.
Sending all food to families.
Hold on. Good news is that Lance Armstrong, he used steroids.
Duh.
Yeah. Oh, everybody knew that, right? But we took his title away, and he won the Tour de France the same year that you and your brother failed to complete the race.
Oh, I remember him biking past us so many times.
He went past, they go 70 miles.
And he lapped you on the Tour de France.
Yes, and he took straw with him.
So he
goes so fast.
So when he won his first Tour de France, you were still riding your bike when he won his second, because he lapped you.
Okay. But we never used the dope.
Well, you won because we tested everyone. The top 16 competitors all doped, and you guys didn't. So you won.
What do we get?
You win the Tour de France 2001.
Oh, so we get to eat food?
I don't have any food with me. All I have is this trophy. No. I have a trophy.
Oh,
it's you
have any dope?
Yeah,
we'll take that.
Okay. We'll take that instead. Can we trade dope for food?
Sure.
We can sell that.
All right, well...
All these bikers over there. They want to buy some dope from
us. Sell the dope to the bikers.
Okay, well, all right. This conversation never happened. Goodbye, guys.
Okay, I get to ride front this time.
No, I get to... Well, I sit on top of your shoulders.
Okay.
And pee.
I want your help with something, guys. I have an actual letter to customer service. This is an actual letter to our very own Willie Street Co-op here in Madison. Great, it's a great store, and they actually have a published like a monthly paper newsletter. They send out a friggin' newspaper in 2013 that has like recipes and information in it. It also has letters to the company. And so these are actually, this is an actual letter from a customer to the Willie Street Co-op, and I want one of you to answer this, please. Dear Willie Street Co-op, I would like kale in smaller bunches. Since it spoils so quickly, I can't eat it fast enough.
Dear writer, we at Willie Street Co-op love our kale so much. It comes in heaping bundles for your use in perhaps a community event, a potluck of some kind, or just for kale fishing, which is using kale to fish for more kale. The kale love the kale, so they just eat it right up. Sincerely yours, Willie.
I'm surprised you were so nice. You were nice and helpful.
Well, we're a co-op. We can't can't piss off our customers because they own us.
I would have probably taken a more violent tack with the letter.
It's like, dear Willie Street member, we appreciate your concern. We suggest you stick the remaining kale all the way up your asshole and then go fuck yourself. You're welcome, the Willie Street Co-op.
Kale makes a remarkable enema. Just cleans you right out.
You know, and I actually researched that a little bit. Did you know that there is a National Kale Growers Association, and they have guidelines for how much kale is bundled in a kale bundle?
Oh, really?
Like, it's illegal. Yeah. Like, we must bundle 18 stalks of kale. It's scientific. We have either a machine or an immigrant who bundles it in the specifically noted amount.
A kale bundling immigrant.
And if he's sick, we have another one and he knows the same fucking number. And there's, if you know how difficult it would be for me to write a letter to the Kale Growers Association and suggest you remove two stalks of kale. And by the way, kale is not known for spoiling quickly. All right. If you didn't leave it on the counter like some damn hippie, it wouldn't rot so fast. And get a fucking friend to help you eat the kale. Because eating kale alone, one person, and that's just sad. You should have a friend help you.
That person, it sounds like they write to the gas station. They're like, I don't like how you get, you sell things in gallons. Why can't it be in quarter gallons or half gallons? That's just too much gasoline for 1 gallon. Why can't it be just 2 1-half gallons?
2 1-half gallons?
Yes, for my car.
Maybe you shouldn't have a license because you're stupid.
But that's just too much. That's a lot of gasoline.
Fine. Here, let me show you the exhaust pipe.
Okay.
Just put your head down there.
All right. I can make a milkshake out of this.
It smells dreamy in here.
I used to work at a grocery store, and I remember we didn't have half dozen eggs. Like now they have the little cartons that are half dozen. For people who are about to die. And like, why would you have a dozen eggs? You'll never eat them all. You're destined to die with 3 eggs left, okay? So, and that was always the thing. I'd be stocking the dairy section, and some little old lady would come over.
Excuse me. Can I just have a half dozen eggs?
I'd be like, yeah, sure. And I'd just cut the carton in half with a blade.
Yeah.
And then just give her the half carton eggs. And they never came back to the store because they died before they could come back.
It was their last carton.
It was the last.
I have 6.5 days left to live. And for that half day, I've already got some soup in the refrigerator.
Holy shit. I was the Grim Reaper. I was the one who counted off the days. Yeah. Like they'd come to me, I want some eggs. And then I'd look at them and be like, 4 eggs. And then I'd cut the carton and hand them the 4. And they knew when the last egg was eaten that they were dead.
I want to see the writer of the letter. I want to see their face when they go to Costco.
Would you like 25 pounds of grapes?
No, I want 1 grape. Oh, God, where?
They would just panic, whip out a big sheaf of papers and start scribbling. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Like, Dear Costco, too many grapes. Yeah, Dear Costco. Like,
do you have any more user suggestion boxes in here? I need. There's a lot of space
we
in
have
this one.
500 user suggestion boxes, sir.
What?
Each of them are 10 gallons.
Here's a gross of suggestion boxes.
All right, and...
The sheep probably buys pen and paper in bulk, though, with all the fucking letters she sends.
Maybe.
And stamps. She's probably not bitched about stamps.
Yeah.
Because she has a giant roll of all those
stamps
letters.
Stamps can't come in enough quantity.
Yeah, dear stamp company, I need a pallet delivered in a dump truck in my house. Yeah. Stamp company. Yeah, I've never spent a day in the United States ever.
Stamp company or whatever you're called. I'm busy writing complaint letters about kale, damn it. I don't have time.
Meanwhile, J.J. Kale opens his mailbox. And he's like, what the fuck are all these letters doing in here? I'm just a blues guy. I don't understand.
Don't want to buy your CDs all at once anymore. We just want 5 songs.
An EP, then.
Yes.
You can go to iTunes and download my EP.
I don't know. What's iTunes? Is that the same place as the stamp company?
It's in it's in Costco. What are you people all doing in my lawn? Did Eric Clapton forget to close the gate when he left this morning?
Yes.
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 I hate you all. If you haven't already done so, make sure you check out Beer and Board Games. You can go to beerandboard.com to get in on the live feeds where you can see most of us appearing from time to time. You can also check out the Christopher Walking Through video series with Game Society Pimps. And any other projects you guys working on?
There's the Dan Pataki Show. That's a locally produced comedy show in Madison. My friend Alan Talaga performs that and runs that. And it is at explosionofawesome.net.
Explosionofawesome.net.
Yeah.
Great.
Check out the Games Only podcast on iTunes. And we have a Lisbon, but whatever. And we should be up to at least 70 episodes by the time you listen to this. So if you're interested in video games, check us out, please. Thank you.
I also do a series called Skyrim for Pimps and Fallout for Pimps, where we play the game Fallout 3 and the game Skyrim and make humorous commentary.
I've seen it. It's hilarious.
It's a lot of fun.
My guests for the Jason's Voices Episode 1 podcast, Aaron Yonda, John Stino, and Sean Moore, thank you guys very much for coming by.
Thanks
for having us, Jason Stevens.
On next week's episode...
Would you say you're a bedroom failure?
Yes. I fail every time I enter a bedroom.
Do you think your girlfriend's cheating on you?
I don't know. She never... I never see her anymore.
Then she's cheating on you.
Thanks for listening to the Jason's Voices podcast. Check out more of Jason's Voices at jasonsvoices.com. Duh.